Thank you, sir.
We're good.
All right, everybody, it is 1:01. I'm calling this April 9th, 2026 Library Board meeting to order. And we do have a quorum. Let's see, do we have any public comments?
No one,
okay. Approval of previous meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes?
I make a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes.
Do I have a second?
I second. Dennis Getter.
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. What's our second page under paragraph item A, the fifth paragraph that starts, Terry Plum announced that the county owned land in downtown Rock Hill for years and sold for $2 million. Land will be used for apartments. That lacks context. It kind of makes me sound like an idiot, which I do on my own as it is. I was trying to make a point following a previous comment, which I don't remember, about money for new libraries. And I wanted to point out that the county has had a property in downtown Rock Hill for 20 years and sold it for approximately $20 million on its now used apartment. The point was that the county did not set that money aside for libraries. So rather than correct that, I would just move that that paragraph be struck from the record. It really doesn't add anything, and it's not of historical significance to that meeting. So I'd like to make a motion that paragraph just be dropped from the minutes.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, Terry, you're in the clear on that one. Anything else? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Director's report.
Excellent. I would like to just draw your attention to the monthly statistics, make a few notes about the facts that are of interest about them. First, I'd like to point out that the circulation is much higher for March, despite Rock Hill being closed. It's gone from 87,000 to 93,000 from last year. New library cards are up from 2025. Already we're almost at 800. Monthly programming is slightly in decline, but not nearly as in decline as we might have thought with us moving our programs out to different locations. So we're real proud of that. Our community followed us.
Okay.
Our website usage, which is on the next page, the online usage has doubled. And then monthly printing. I don't think I included the print report. That's a separate report. We'll have to add that in. But the monthly printing that we have, that we charge for, people come in especially to do, has gone from 1,700 pages to 7,500 pages.
Goodness.
So people are using,
It's gone from what to what?
It has gone from 1,700 copies to 7,500 copies.
And that's per
year to year. Sorry, year to year.
Okay.
25 to 26. So we're pretty pleased with those stats. I have handed out to you your grand reopening at Rock Hill invitations. Hope to see you there. It's from 11 to 2 on May the 2nd. And then our next big program is LibraryCon, which is a day-long family event. Carol is gone. I can't remember. Have you gone?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You went to Patchwork.
Yeah.
LibraryCon is the 16th of May from 11 to 6 at Rock Hill. We're thrilled to bits that we're open so we can have, we have vendors, we have activities, we have catwalk shows for people who dress up, we have a huge author panel. The night before, it's just very exciting. It's becoming one of our hot events of the year.
May 16th.
And then my last point, and then you can ask me any questions you'd like, but I want to let you know that Pam wrote a grant to the State Library that we were awarded for $2,000 for our second annual teen summer camp. It's an entrepreneurship camp, and we are going to have a speaker who is well-known in Rock Hill. She started her own, I'm going to just pee because I never can remember what it was called, the Fresh Vibes Juice Bar. She's been educated at Winthrop for her BA, and she got her MBA at Northeastern with an emphasis on business administration. So she, and she really connects with kids. She's done this with us in the past programs for the teens, and this will be a week-long camp where they spend all day at the library learning business operations, entrepreneurship, marketing, and at the end they do sort of a showcase where families and the community can come and learn about ideas they have for new businesses. So we got that grant for $2,000, which will really enrich what we're able to give them.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Pam. And that's what I have. If you have any questions, by all means.
Any questions? All right. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Treasurer?
Yes, in your packet is the monthly statement of revenue and expenses. And as we zero in toward year end, you'll see that on the bottom line, where it, again, as we mentioned before, well under budget, but with some expenses that are anticipated to bring that number more closely to our total budget, but still not exceeding it. In particular, if the key to look at this point in time in the budget is usually over at the money versus your total yearly allocation, and we'll just discuss momentarily something that's bumping up. If you go down about one-third of the way, you'll see bindings, which is only, again, a $3,000 line item, pardon me, $4,000, and we're just a hair over that, and that's just a function of supplies and costs, and again, not anything significant. And then down at the toward the bottom third, the other line item is memberships, which is exceeding expenses. And I'd like Pam to maybe explain that for us, please.
Sure. Yeah, our SC Lens membership renewal came in, and that's our big one for the year. It's about $35,000. Mm-hmm. So that came up in March and was paid. So that category probably won't have much else for the rest of the year.
Thank you. And again, you'll notice we're slightly over, but again, it's just minuscule compared to the total number. So that's my presentation on the budget. Are there any questions?
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome.
Strategic Planning Committee.
We have launched the community survey, and Martin has already received some feedback, and so I've asked him just to give us the statistics on how many responses he's had and what he's heard back.
Yeah, I can do that. So we have about 185 responses right now. Just kind of glancing at the comments people made, it's kind of what we expected so far. It's more meeting room space, larger libraries, specifically Lake Wylie, Rock Hill, and Fort Mill were mentioned, lots of feedback also about wanting maker spaces in there, drive-up window. There was one specific comment about a library in Indian Land. So they're rolling in. I think we're getting, I don't know if we're getting about 20 a day right now. So we'll see if that starts, when that stops. We're going to go all the way through May 15th with the survey because we want to give the outreach department an opportunity to specifically hit their patrons with an opportunity to do the survey, and then in the last part of the month, I'll do the analysis. Google helps a lot with that, but it also turns into a spreadsheet, so I can go from there.
What about paper surveys?
I haven't heard that we've received any yet. They're definitely available, and what I'm going to do with those is I'm going to just manually input them into the online form. That way, everything's together. And I don't anticipate we're getting a lot of those, but they're available.
It's nice that they're available.
Yeah.
And Julie did her radio. It was not a debut, was it? You've done this many times.
Once before, 3 years ago.
Okay. So it was her second chance to be on the radio. And I was supposed to be with her, but I couldn't talk. So even though he made fun of me, Manny seemed to understand that it was not my time to be there since I had laryngitis, but you want to just give some feedback on the radio?
So Straight Talk Monday event was about the library to talk about the survey and when Rock Hill was going to open. And so I did both of those things. And he asked some questions about, you know, how many libraries we had. I gave him some statistics that we have, like how many library cards, how many people use the library, and so on and so forth. And it was a fast 30 minutes, and it was, I feel like I got all the points we needed to about the reopening and the survey out. So that was pleasing to me.
Excellent.
I'd like to point out you can go back and listen to that.
Yes, on the website.
They have all those on their website.
That's right. So if you go to WRHI, that will be captured there.
Okay. And thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Sorry I couldn't be your partner in crime on that one, but I wouldn't have been any help. Okay. That's it.
I'd just like to make a comment. When some people don't understand you, because I heard the word Indian land, people are somewhat confused when you get over that part of town. Indian land is technically in Lancaster County. Mm-hmm. So when they start asking for a library in Indian land, and this goes back before, it used to be, the post office used to be Fort Mill, and Indian land technically isn't even a municipality, it's just a name of an area. So there's all kinds of confusion, but just to straighten it out, the line there, Indian land is Lancaster County. And so if the people do start pushing or talking about that, we've got to respectfully say you're talking to the wrong county people.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, strategic planning. Thank you. How about the policy committee?
What I'd like to do is just say we did meet. We discussed, you can see, we have two policies that we brought forward from last month. We've got two more to discuss, and I'd just like to go into unfinished business and new business to handle those policies.
All right. Let's jump right into unfinished business. Vote to approve rewritten display and bulletin board policy. That's the one that we had tabled last time. Do I have a motion to approve the rewritten display and bulletin board policy?
I would like to make the motion that we move to approve the York County Library Display and Communication Board Policy Draft 327-26 that you have in your packet.
All right. Do I have a second on that?
I second it.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I've got some things I'd like to talk about. in the under display cases, it says the director is responsible for approving displays of non-library items. And again, down in the community boards and handouts, it says all materials must be approved by the director. And in our surveys and petitions, it says must be posted only after approval by the director. I don't understand why that responsibility is not given to the branch manager.
All
right. Let me say why
I
feel that way.
Can I explain that to you?
Pardon?
I can explain it to you really simply.
Well, go ahead. Okay. I want to respond to that.
It's the board's job. We have one employee that we supervise, and that's the director. So the board's responsibility is to either do policy that directs the director to do things. Our job is not to micromanage underneath the director level. So she can delegate to whoever she feels appropriate, but it's not our job in policy to specify under the director level unless it's some unusual circumstance. It's our job to specify to the director, which doesn't mean, obviously, that she personally does everything. She's got a whole staff to do it, but the idea is we don't want to micromanage her job.
Well, I think that's exactly what we're doing, and what this literally says is it has to be approved by the director. It does not say anything about delegating that responsibility. That's why I think that you're going to have a policy within a branch like bulletin boards that the person responsible ought to be the branch manager. If we're not hiring people with a judgment to determine what is not appropriate for a bulletin board or a survey or whatever, We shouldn't be hiring people like that. But okay. If you're going to say that the director is responsible, then what you're doing is you're adding bureaucracy. You're going to have a system whereby there's some sort of way to know that the director actually approved that. Is there going to be a paper chain that has to go up to the director's office?
No.
And she checks up?
No.
But how do we know that you approved it?
Because I approve my managers to approve it unless there's a circumstance in which case they need me to weigh in, like the display.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But they don't need to. We don't need to put it in here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Terry, do you have an amendment?
I could sit and write one, but it'd take me a few minutes.
I need it now because we got this motion on the floor.
All right. Well, we're inconsistent then because we say decisions on accepting handout materials, the number of handouts, and placement rests with the branch manager. Why would we give the branch manager that designated authority?
Okay, can you state the amendment?
No, but the point is that this is a discussion period. It doesn't have to necessarily be a motion on my part. We're discussing it, Dennis.
It has to be an amendment that we vote on because there is a motion on the floor.
It's a discussion. All right.
Well, in terms of discussion, may I just add, I think the only way for it to be consistent is it for Julie to have sort of the umbrella approach to this, that she will oversee it. She will make sure that everything is done consistently. If it's left up to branch managers at the different branches, it won't necessarily be consistent. So I think the wording on this is fine. And if Julie thinks the wording on this is fine, then I think that we should go by her expertise.
You're making assumptions that are not written into the policy. All right, this is a stylistic thing, but it does bug me. We jump back and forth between the first and second person. For instance, under request, it says contact York County Library, which is the second person. And then next it says you may have up to 5 active requests at one time. That's inconsistent with the wording in the rest of the thing, which is third person, which is the way it should be. We can approve this, but a problem. We just sound like, you know, we're not.
He's on the.
How to write.
That's not the display and bulletin board, is it? Because
I'm
not seeing any.
Okay,
of
that. I picked up the wrong paper. But yeah. All right, you're right.
Okay.
Strike that. Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. On the second page, it says promoting your meeting.
We're not there.
What are you talking about?
We're on the display and community board policy.
What are we on? We're on the. I got the wrong one. We're on bulletin board?
Yes.
All right. I apologize.
Community boards.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Passes. All right. Let's see, that one passes.
Okay, Tim, and in that, the only motion that was made is Dennis's with Nancy's second.
Correct.
Okay.
Let's see, that one passes.
Hey, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would like to keep the meeting going and going to the next item on the agenda is I would like to move that we approve the York County Library meeting room policy, draft 4826. That is presented in the packet.
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second it.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Under meeting room items guidelines, it says rooms are available to all individuals or select groups. What does it mean by saying select? What is a select group?
Well, groups that are not excluded down there, and that rooms may not be used by, and you'll see that there's some exclusions. So anybody else that's not excluded.
Well, since it's in other parts of the thing, I just think the word select ought to be struck. On the next item, it says who may reserve a room. May require proof of 501c3 status. That's kind of awkward. It could be reworded to say that the library or the staff may require proof. It's not, I think people, the meaning is clear, it's just awkwardly stated. On the next page, reservations. Exemptions may be allowed by the library director. Again, I would prefer that be, it makes more sense to be the branch manager, but I understand your opinions on that. So the next one says promoting your meeting. Again, that second person is nowhere else in the policy. I'm not sure why we'd go to second person all of a sudden. Under rumors, rules, says exceptions may be made for meeting at different hours by the director. Again, I don't see why the branch manager shouldn't have that authority.
It's the second page. It's the bold typed.
Promoting your meeting.
Your meeting.
Yeah.
Could we say the meeting?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Promoting the meeting?
Excuse me. Is this the way it was worded on the previous one?
I don't recall.
Okay, is everybody happy with the instead of your? Anybody opposed to that one? All right. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. We're moving now. All right, this looks like we're going to get in the middle here to vote on approval of the updated budget. Pam?
So you should have in your packet another printout of the budget. Mm-hmm. My changes are in green. So I heard back from the county. They did confirm the millage rate of $2.3 million per mill this year. But they gave us an increase in our delinquent property taxes allocation. I had only estimated $50,000, and they said, no, it's $140,000. And then we got an additional $4,000 in heavy equipment tax, which is something new to me. So an additional $144,000 in the county appropriation schedule or section, bringing our total revenue for the year to $11,704,392.60. I did make an adjustment in the salaries column. We had some staff reclassifications on positions, and I inadvertently counted them twice. I had them in the body of my spreadsheet, and then I had them at the end. So I fixed that, and that opened up about another $50,000. Because of changing the salaries, employer taxes went down very slightly, so employee benefits changed as well. All of that additional revenue, if you look at the second page, we're splitting it between our vehicle replacement fund and our building fund. We would like to add an additional $44,000 for vehicles. Our courier van is often in the shop and is at 180,000 miles, which the county said it should have been replaced at 150. So we'd like to replace that in the 26-27 year, and that's what those funds are for. And the rest of the funds we set aside in the building fund.
Okay.
Excellent. Is there any discussion?
Let me go ahead with the motion, then we'll go to the discussion.
I'll make the motion. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Motion?
Okay, I would like to move that we approve the newly stated budget draft number 2 that was in the packet that you received.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Laura, second. Discussion.
Pam, what happened to the money that the friends committed to the vehicle a year or so ago?
We bought a van 2 years ago.
That was all spent.
That was the transit, the Chevy that we used for outreach.
Mm-hmm. That one's still in use.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we had to replace it because it was damaged irrevocably by the hailstorm.
Right. Okay.
But yes, so that is still in service.
Okay.
We got the
Thank
same
you.
Model and everything.
Sorry, that was before me.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, thank you very much, Pam. Okay, moving on to vote to approve children and vulnerable adults in the library policy. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to move that we approve the children and vulnerable adults in the library policy draft 4826 that is presented in your packet.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I just want to add that this is a new policy that the director had requested from the policy committee, and it was pretty much written by her. So
my staff.
Staff.
Yes. I think Ginger.
The universal manager. You.
Yeah.
and so that's presented for approval. I would like to just make a verbal comment that we are going to reformat a little bit the way it's presented, but no text, no change in text.
Okay. Any more discussion?
I'd like to ask. This is a new policy. We haven't had one in the past.
I recently discovered we had one years and years ago.
Why do we feel
because
there's
there
a need
is
for
a need? Because people will leave their children. People leave, and especially during the summer. They like in Baxter Village, working mothers like a mother this summer just told her eldest child, who is 10 or 11, to take care of the children and stay at the library all day while she worked.
Wow.
And they do that everywhere.
Is this posted somewhere where people can?
It will be.
Okay, all right. In the issue of vulnerable adults.
It's same issue. We've had to actually call the police to help us find the minder who left the vulnerable adult on their own.
Typically,
and they didn't know they didn't have a phone number, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. This won't prevent that, but this will help guide us with
our
actions.
Give you some grounds for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. All right, and then a vote to approve interlibrary loan policy.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to move that we approve the interlibrary loan policy draft 4826 that is presented in the packet.
Do I have a second?
I will second.
Okay, second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to discuss a few things. We start off by saying the interlibrary loan allows York County Library to borrow materials. It never says what the interlibrary loan is. There's an assumption there that people know what that is. I think it ought to be stated in policy what the interlibrary loan is. So I move that we change that paragraph to include that. It is a service provided by da-da-da, whatever, which allows.
It explains it.
Where does it explain it?
Right there, what it allows York County Library to borrow materials from libraries across the United States when they are not available.
But it doesn't say, it is a service. I mean, it is a.
We could add, is a service allowed that allows.
Okay.
And that'll tighten it up.
And again, we introduce the second person and we get into Quest. Contact the York County Library. It doesn't say a person may, it says contact. Again, the next line says you may have up to five.
I think under
Quest. No, I know where it is.
It should say. Five active requests may be allowed or whatever. When we get into wait time, it can take anywhere from 2 days to a month. We could certainly phrase this in a more appropriate manner. I'm not taking issue with any of the points. I just think that we ought to be consistent. Mm-hmm. So I would like to move that we put this on hold until we get and bring it back up after we make some of these changes. I'd be more than happy to make my suggestions in writing.
All right, under request, you may contact York County Library. Would that be sufficient?
Should that be in the second person?
You want to say a patron.
A patron may, okay.
Right.
I'm glad we got a school teacher. A patron may, all right.
And that is that on here twice?
What part?
I've got it under request. A patron may have up to 5 active requests. Mm-hmm.
Where are you now?
I'm up here at the top.
Yeah, but where's
marked
the second one?
I don't know. That's why it sounded like there was a second, and I'm not seeing.
Well, the first one is contact York County. I guess it can say a patron may mm-hmm. contact York County. And mm-hmm. then the second bullet point, a patron may have up to 5 mm-hmm. active requests.
And then take out wait time.
He just wanted to, they wanted both to be sentences. So a wait time mm-hmm. can take up to, take out the word it.
Mm-hmm. And the colon.
Okay. Contact York County Library reference, visit any branch or mail to request.
A patron may contact.
Mm-hmm.
It's just repetitive.
You want it to be the same. Okay.
All right. Is everybody happy with those changes? Mm-hmm. Any more discussion?
Well, we have the same issue we're getting on the last second page. Do not place ILO items in book drop. Mm-hmm. That's the second person.
It is requested.
May not be returned.
ILO items should not be placed in book drops.
I would say ILO items may not be returned in book drops. That's what I would say.
That makes sense.
Is that because of the covering on it? Can they come off?
Yeah, and sometimes they're really delicate materials.
Okay.
Both those reasons.
When we, this is the question I have for the staff. It's under pickups and returns, it says items may be picked up at any York County Library branch. Mm-hmm. You have to be told where to pick it up, do you not?
You can request where you want to pick it up.
Okay.
That's part of your request.
All right. Okay. And then, all right. And then the under fees, it says some lending libraries charge fees. Users will be notified. I think it'd be better stated. Fees on fees or late or fines for
they're two different things. So,
but I'm saying that you could combine them and make them one. To say fees or fines may be charged by the Library of Origin. Is that with that? Who makes the decision on fees?
Yeah, if there's a fee, it's
fee
the lending library.
And fine would be if it's late, correct?
It's actually two separate things, yeah. Right?
The right, but you say fees or fines may be placed by the. Maybe assessed by the Library of Origin.
I would keep that separate because the lending fees are charged by the lending library. We then charge you fines for not bringing it back.
Okay.
Because we then get penalized by the lending library.
Okay.
I really think that needs to be two separate things. Just my
okay. Rather than say some lending libraries may charge fees, we should say fees may be assessed by the Library of Origin.
No.
Just better wording.
I think that turns it into passive. I like this better.
All right, is there any more discussion? All right, with the few little changes we had up here, is everybody happy? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? All righty. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all.
All right, you second it.
Oh, I second it.
Okay.
I second it.
Hey, Pam, could you get up with the officer to make sure we don't have any...